You snap at your toddler for spilling juice, and the fury in your voice startles even you. Later, lying awake at night, you wonder, why did I react that way? That moment, when your response seems wildly disproportionate to a minor mishap, reveals something profound. You're not just parenting your child, you're parenting the child you once were. This insight forms the revolutionary core of how we understand parent-child relationships. The strongest predictor of your child's emotional security isn't which parenting book you follow or how many timeouts you give. It's whether you've made sense of your own childhood. Your unresolved past doesn't just influence your parenting, it directs it from the shadows, shaping reactions you can't quite explain and patterns you swore you'd never repeat. Your brain operates two memory systems simultaneously, and understanding this changes everything. Implicit memory, present from birth, runs beneath conscious awareness, storing behavioral patterns, emotional reactions, and mental models that invisibly guide your responses. When Mary sabotaged every shoe shopping trip with her sons, snapping and rushing them through stores, she had no idea why. Therapy revealed implicit memories of feeling invisible during childhood shopping trips with 8 siblings. Those feelings, inaccessible to conscious recall, were directing her behavior decades later. Explicit memory develops later, after your first birthday, giving you conscious recollections with that "I remember when" quality. This explains why you can't recall your earliest years. The brain structures required simply weren't ready yet. Research reveals something unexpected. Parents from difficult childhoods can raise securely attached children just as successfully as those from happy homes. The key isn't what happened to you, it's whether you've developed a coherent narrative about those experiences. This inside-out approach recognizes how your history activates present reactions, so you can choose intentional responses. Your brain remains plastic throughout life. When Dan felt panic hearing his infant son cry, unprocessed trauma from medical training was flooding his present moment. Only by consciously processing these implicit memories could he respond to his actual child rather than his past. 4 principles transform awareness into action. Mindfulness creates presence with your thoughts while staying open to your child's reality. Response flexibility replaces automatic reactions with thoughtful choices. Mindsight perceives the mental landscape beneath surface behaviors. And joyful living emerges when you slow down enough to discover life alongside your child with genuine respect. Emotions form the foundation of meaningful connection. From birth, infants respond to facial expressions and voice tone, beginning a lifelong dance of emotional attunement. When you align your internal state with your child's, you create feeling felt, that experience of being truly seen and understood through nonverbal signals like facial expressions, voice tone, gestures, and body language. Mirror neurons underlie this, specialized brain cells that activate both when performing an action and when observing someone else perform it, creating the neurological basis for empathy. Through this emotional communication, your child feels they exist within your mind when their emotions receive resonance and reflection. Yet stress, exhaustion, or childhood memories can trigger reactions that prevent connection. A divorced mother kept erupting at her 3-year-old's requests for attention, projecting her discomfort with neediness onto his healthy desire for connection. Only after integrating her experiences could she respond to what he actually needed. 7 practices build connection: recognizing your emotional landscape, reading subtle cues, understanding different perspectives, communicating feelings appropriately, creating dialogue, making sense of emotions, and honoring unique emotional styles. Contingent communication, where your responses match your child's signals in timing, quality, and intensity, literally shapes the neural structures forming their sense of self. When children signal and receive responsive feedback, their brains create representations of self as changed by the other, establishing coherent self-knowledge they couldn't develop alone. Parents often miss connections through small denials of experience. When your child falls and cries, saying, "You're not hurt," rejects their reality, while "Are you hurt?" validates it. Instead of dismissing desire with "You don't really want that," acknowledge it while setting boundaries. I know you really want that toy, and we're not buying toys today. Communication involves verbal and nonverbal components processed by different brain hemispheres. Your right brain handles nonverbal signals and emotions. Your left specializes in words and logic. When these conflict, like a sad mother insisting, "I'm not sad," it creates confusion. Effective communication requires receiving both verbal ideas and nonverbal cues, then responding to blend both minds. True collaboration respects both your experience and your child's, creating co-constructed understanding neither could reach alone. Your bond with your child creates an internal security model, shaping their social interactions, emotional resilience, and future relationships. This isn't genetic destiny. Your experiences directly shape neural connections through epigenetic regulation. Secure attachments develop through consistent, emotionally attuned communication. Attunement aligns your internal state with your child's through nonverbal signals. Balance helps them regulate body, emotions, and mind. Coherence facilitates integration, where they feel internally unified and interpersonally connected. When parents can't provide consistent connection, insecure attachments emerge. Avoidant attachment develops from repeated unavailability. Ambivalent attachment forms from inconsistent availability, creating anxiety. Disordered attachment, the most concerning, develops when parents' behavior becomes frightening, creating an impossible biological paradox. The attachment system drives children toward the source of their terror. Researchers call this fright without solution. Yet here's transformative news. You can develop earned security by making sense of your childhood experiences, transforming insecure attachments into secure adult relationships. Positive change is always possible. Your children's lives form chapters in your story, with each generation influencing the next. While you cannot change your childhood, making sense of it prevents repeating negative patterns. This integration process, developing a coherent narrative, is the strongest predictor of how your children will attach to you. Adults with autonomous attachment typically raise securely attached children, valuing relationships and demonstrating flexibility. Those with dismissive attachment prioritize independence over intimacy. Their children typically develop avoidant attachments. Adults with preoccupied attachment experienced inconsistent caregiving, creating anxiety that impairs their ability to perceive their children's needs. Parents with unresolved trauma often have children with disorganized attachment, experiencing abrupt emotional shifts that create alarm. Growth towards security is possible regardless of your history. The path begins with recognizing your attachment patterns and taking deliberate steps toward integration. Not to erase your past, but to ensure it no longer unconsciously directs your present. Most parents love their children, yet react harshly in ways they later regret. These moments signal unresolved issues intruding on present interactions, what researchers call the low road, where emotional flooding creates inflexibility and knee-jerk reactions. One father would rage when his daughter didn't immediately comply. Therapy revealed these outbursts stemmed from childhood trauma with an alcoholic father and depressed mother. His perception activated implicit memories that flooded his mind as present reality, shutting down his higher brain functions and leaving him literally out of control. The hand model of the brain offers practical visualization. Fingers wrapped around your thumb represent integration, where prefrontal regions connect with emotional structures. When integration fails, fingers raised, the prefrontal region can no longer regulate emotions, causing dysregulation. Ruptures in parent-child relationships are inevitable, but awareness enables repair. When setting limits, maintain connection through empathy. "I know you'd like ice cream, but it's too close to dinner," rather than just "no." Toxic ruptures involve intense emotional distress, screaming, name-calling, threatening behavior that creates overwhelming shame. Effective repair requires dual focus, understanding both your triggers and your child's experience. Get on their physical level, respect their need for space, and initiate repair even if initially rebuffed. "This has been so difficult for both of us. I really want us to feel good about each other again." Children don't need perfect parents. They need present ones. Your history doesn't determine your child's future. Your awareness does. Every moment of reflection, every pause before reacting, every time you choose understanding over judgment, you're changing your brain, your child's brain, and the legacy you pass forward.